Let's bring in Ben Hankinson, the agent for Brock Besser. Ben, you must be relieved that you don't have to worry about Dhaliwal bugging you anymore.
You think so? Every day? Is that bothering you? Every single day, yeah. Rick texting, calling, emailing, getting to come on the radio. Let's stir this thing up. Let's get this done. He's putting all kinds of pressure on me. You'd think he'd be the GM up there for Canucks fans.
It's finally done, Ben. How relieved are you, man? I mean, this was a big one for this city. You finally got it done.
Yeah, I'm relieved. Brock is more relieved. The fans are the most relieved. Obviously, Jim Benning and the management there with the Canucks got it done. Brock wanted to be in there at the start. We definitely wanted to be there to start the season, and it was killing him to be home and missing out. But I hate to say it's just part of this crazy business we're all in, and we kind of cooler heads prevailed, and we just kind of met in the middle and got the deal done, obviously, yesterday. But, no, thankfully he's going to be en route and back where he belongs.
Ben, we were talking with Mitch Marner's agent yesterday, and we wondered if, you know, Mitch took some heat on social media over the last 5 or 6 days and wondered, did that play any fact? Brock never did. But, you know, you're there to get the best deal for your client, Brock, and certainly, you know, I think what trumps everything is his situation at home and getting to spend a little more time with his father. Was there any time in the last couple of days where Brock reached out to you and said, Ben, have we pushed it far enough? I want to get back there now. Because at the end, it's his decision.
Sorry to interrupt. Yes, absolutely. He's beyond his years of 22, dealing with some of the adversity he's dealt with, his dad's health, his dad, you know, almost kind of, you know, his life coming to an end a couple different times, including, you know, a couple months ago when he wasn't breathing for, you know, at least a couple minutes. So Brock's kind of gone through more than enough for a 22-year-old, and this contract is obviously a huge part of his life, but with everything else going on, there is a silver lining for him to spend more time with his father, and he did want to get it done. His dad wants him to get it done, obviously, and get out to Vancouver, but, you know, he'll take today and say goodbye to his dad and hopefully get his dad out there to see him play sometime this year if that happens, which would be awesome. But it was to the point where Brock's got, you know, I think a lot of confidence, which is good for Canucks fans who already know that he's got confidence in his ability. So, you know, he's going to be fine missing a few days. He wanted to get out here, but he was pretty tough, you know, going through this whole process that he wanted to get it done. He's my boss. But, you know, I think at the end of the day, we compromised both sides and did a fair deal.
So to clarify, in the last couple of days, he did say, hey, Ben, let's finish this.
We did. They were stuck on an offer that they hadn't moved from in a long time, and so were we. They thought their deal was fair. I obviously didn't think so. I thought our deal was fair. And Jim, on Sunday night, we kind of huddled with the owner and Chris Gear and their group and came up. Yesterday afternoon, they came up. We kind of met in the middle, basically, and he wasn't happy. I certainly wasn't happy with where he got to. And that's usually a good sign. We swore at each other a little bit and got the deal done.
Ben Hankinson with us here on Sportsnet 650. He is the agent for Brock Besser. You know, it's funny. You describe what divorce lawyers would say is a good settlement when both sides are kind of slightly grumbling, Ben. It's like, you didn't win, but you didn't necessarily lose.
Right. That's funny. It's true. Because, you know, you have internally everything that they want to accomplish within their structure. And, you know, I've got Brock and looking around the league and what I think is fair and position Brock in a good spot. And he's got the owner he's got to deal with and their structure. And, you know, my owner is Brock. I got to go through him. So ultimately we're kidding around with Jim Benning and Chris Gear. Like, they're the middleman getting the deal done. And I'm the middleman getting the deal done. And we're both selling, like, they're selling to the owner to get it done. And I'm selling to Brock that, you know, I think it's time to take this deal, or he's selling to me, and it's funny how that works. That, you know it's a good deal when neither side is completely happy.
Sorry, just quickly, Ben. You said is that with that deal when you guys finally huddle with Chris Gear and Jim Benning, yourself, and you're kind of going both sides. Is that ultimately Brock's call, or is that you pushing to say, hey, that deal makes sense here, or are you still angling to say, I think we should still fight for more?
Yeah, both. Like, he's 22. he'll lean to me at the end and he'll say, okay, do you think I should take it? He's pushing, okay, if we can get to this number, I think we should take it. I get him to where I can, and then we make the decision. At the end of the day, he says, you know, I want your opinion now. Do you think we should take it? Type of thing. So it kind of goes back and forth where I'm working for him, but at the same time, obviously, he better trust me and my experience and kind of get to the finish line. So we got to the point where we thought, okay, he's missed enough time. He didn't want to miss any time. He hasn't missed any games. He's been skating hard, really hard here. He's in great shape. And that's the toughest part of all this is he's coming in fully healthy, fully ready to go. Jim Benning is telling me he missed some crucial practices, some systems. I'm telling him, well, we're practicing them, skating them hard here, and it's not the same as skating with the new chemistry, the new guys, Coach Green, in that atmosphere. But, you know, he's going to be able to make up for, you know, the few days he did miss. But, yeah, at the end of the day, he's the one that's going to jump up and down. And when I say we're not happy, obviously he's thrilled. You know, the amount of money we're talking, people – you know, can work a lifetime and not make the amount that these guys get in 1 year. So he understands that. So I'm not by any means saying neither side is happy. Obviously, he wouldn't do this. We wouldn't do this unless he was jumping down excited. But it's just the ugly part of the business when you're arguing about numbers like that.
Ben, here's the million-dollar question. Why no long-term deal? Why? Because here's a first-round pick. You build your core, you sign your core to long-term deals. Why could you guys not get a long-term deal done?
That's a great question. We were heading that way. We talked, and this is, you know, a little bit of information that's interesting for you guys to know, is we started over a year ago in August going through long-term options. And we sat down and huddled and had, you know, going into his last season last year, we had, you know, 7-year deal options, 6-year deal options. It wasn't where we thought it should be. The market obviously changed. So, you know, we're happy we didn't sign what the numbers were back then. It came to a pinnacle. I got upset. There's some numbers that got leaked. And I thought, you know, maybe the management leaked some, whoever leaks it. But there were some rumblings that there was a $7 million offer at the draft. And that's fairly accurate. And at that point, you know, we were really close to getting a long-term deal done, and we weren't there yet. We still, I think if I look back, I'm still happy we didn't do that deal, but it was getting in the take-it zone right about then, and they came to us, and that was the offer at that point. And then, as you know, at the draft, JT Miller pops in at 5-2-5, Edler pops in at 6, Myers pops in at 6, you got a cap recapture on the Wongo at $3 million. The salary cap goes down $1.5 million. All that comes crumbling around. And, you know, whether the Canucks had room or not, it tightens up pretty fast. So then I think it becomes more important, if I'm going to guess, from management side, to come in at a lower AAV. And they, you know, maybe they aren't 100% sold. You know, Brock was banged up a couple seasons. He had some really, really, really good numbers over the games he played, but he missed, say, you know, 12 games each year or whatever it is. And, you know, that is maybe a little bit of a question. Okay, we're going on, you know, almost 2 full seasons. Is this enough sample size to lock him in to a big number? And, you know, we didn't get there where, you know, what we thought was fair was a little bit more what they thought was fair. And then I think the everything changed with the, you know, with some of the signings and maybe what they thought the RFAs could get out there. And we ended up getting ahead of a lot of guys. So time will tell, you know, what that number could have been if he kept waiting. But, you know, we both agreed that's still going to be a while and let's get this thing done now. But that's why, you know, Brock bet on himself on a 3-year deal too. That's kind of the biggest thing we like about this deal is perfect. If everyone doesn't agree that, you know, where he's going to be long-term, let's do it on the short term. Let's make that number fit in a little nicer in the salary cap. And it's going to be up to Brock to prove, you know, that he can play and he's healthy and we think he can. And it's a improved team. He wants to get in there. And it's, I think, a win-win on a 3-year deal for all of us.
But here's the danger. Short term, he doesn't have to sign long-term before UFA in Vancouver. Where's your mindset? Are you still willing to sign long-term, Ben, in Vancouver?
Absolutely not. He's gone after 3 years. I'm kidding.
hot take.
Oh. No, absolutely. I think, you know, if we could have signed, here's the deal. like a 1 year deal would have put us right back into arguing all year again, because you know, then you're talking about extending. Okay, so that doesn't work. 2 years would have been fabulous, right? We could have proved it on a 2 year deal. Here's the problem: you got Peterson and you got Hughes coming off on 2 years, so they don't want Brock and Peterson and Hughes on coming off on 3 years. I mean, sorry, on 2 years. So kind of 3 and 4 was the number. 4 we talked about quite a bit. The AAV is a little higher on 4. I think they like it a little lower. And then 5 years walks them right to free agency, so they didn't like that. And then 6 or 7 is where we were before, where we couldn't quite get to that number. We were close. So after 3 years, he should be in his absolute prime. He should put up 3 more good seasons in Vancouver, win something, be part of, you know, buying in, you know, playoff team, cup team. You know, then this is the place to be long-term, sign long-term then, or, you know, depending, you know, things could go for the worse and see where we are. But, you know, Brock's taking on that risk too. And the Canucks are too. They might have to pay more and Brock might take less, but I think that's not the point isn't to try to escape, you know, the potential of being locked up long-term with Vancouver. I think Brock is perfect for this hockey market. It's no question. People in Vancouver, media fans, know the game, have high expectations for their team. And certainly this year going in, the expectations are even higher. Brock loves the attention, loves the fans, loves, as you know, kind of having the pressure on him and being a young, you know, high productive player on this team, and the pressure is only going to grow. And I think Canadian market for him is exactly where he wants to be. Perfect place to be. And let's do something, you know, really good here and get this thing going in Vancouver, which everyone wants.
He is the agent for Brock Besser, Ben Hankinson, joining us on the starting lineup. And that 3 years, Ben, is the sweet spot, because as you said, you guys were talking long term and then some money started to disappear and Miller coming on board, you know, what they pay Tyler Myers. But you know as well as anybody, and Jim Benning in discussing this, 3 years is the sweet spot, because a lot of these contracts that some might think were bad contracts, but we'll see, they're off the books exactly when Brock is done. So you know there's money there for your client, right?
Right, right. And I think if we all project this, the league is, we have a new labor, not a new labor agreement, but an extension, you know, for the next 3 years to not have a lockout next year, which is pretty awesome for all of us to know that we can count on that. And I think, you know, there's going to be a new TV deal. There'll probably be some more money in there for everyone to spread around. But I think 3 years, I mean, that seems like a short deal with all these long, crazy deals going on now around us in the marketplace. But 3 years is still a long time. I mean, he hasn't even played 3 years in the NHL yet. So he's got, you know, 3 years ahead of him, and there's a lot that's going to happen, you know, from now until then, including hopefully the Canucks making a couple three good playoff runs here.
Ben, tell me this. I mean, it's always easy to play armchair quarterback when you've got, when you can always look in the rearview mirror. But, you know, you talked about how earlier this summer the money dried up pretty quick with, you know, the Miller deal, the Edler re-signing, the Luongo recapture. You know, when there were discussions last summer, is it conceivable there might have been more money on the table in 2018 when you guys first talked compared to now?
Good question. Actually, no. If there was, we would have gobbled it up and done the deal. I think they were, not 100% sold based on, you know, one full season and what, 9 games at the end of the season before. So they were smart in offering Brock security on a long-term deal on a good number, but it was definitely less than the number they offered at the draft. So it wasn't something I think we were, you know, early phase negotiating. They were, you know, at a number we were probably, you know, $1 million apart on a long-term deal. And during the season, then it didn't start so great for Brock. He was banged up. I went in the office, met with those guys, said, if you want to get it going, you know, we would have signed for less at that point, certainly. But this dialogue, you know, has been going on for a long time, and not hardcore serious negotiations, but from August until now, I bet you we've talked with Jim or Chris Gear with the Canucks, you know, 50 times at least, you know, a lot of conversations, a lot of emails, a lot of texts, a lot of talks with Jim, a lot of talks with Chris Gear. So it's been handed off, you know, quite a bit. And we've been pounding our heads against the wall, you know, for quite some time, in a good way, in a healthy way. And Jim's great, and it does get ugly, like we talked about. But, you know, we both have different things we're trying to accomplish. And, you know, like he says, there's common ground, and we met and got it done. But, no, the offer at the beginning, you know, was something that's just all part of the process. And I think the market, you know, kind of changed too, where you know, young forwards in the last year have kind of increased their value, you know, throughout teams, you know, structure.
How's Duke?
Duke is getting better and better. It was some tough days for Duke a couple months ago, and he's a fighter, and now he's able to, you know, kind of get outside a couple days ago and hopefully move to a friendlier, you know, kind of environment closer to home, to where the Bessers are. That Lori Besser is a rock star. Everything she does with Duke and holding a couple jobs and everything with, they got a great daughter, Jessica, who you know, obviously she's like everyone for Lori is pulling at her, including Brock. So it was kind of, you know, good for Lori just to kind of hand the reins over to Brock to handle his own career too on this, that Lori was taking care of Duke and Duke's, you know, doing great, you know, so hopefully Duke can come out to Vancouver to see a game soon, because he's been a huge part of Brock's life, and that family has been a rock, and Lori, the mama, has been through, you know, just crazy times to keep everything intact. So this is a really exciting time for them to see Brock kind of now get back to work.
Well, your client has won this city over, not only with his play on the ice, but the character he has shown. And I think, you know, even the sentiment we have had for text messages when some people, oh, Brock should play, a lot of it was just, hey, I hope everything's okay with his family. Thank you so much for this, Ben. We're off the air at 9. Expect a text from Dollywall about 9:15. Hey, big dog, what's going on? What's shaking? What can we do? Thanks for all your help. It's been great.
After the deal, Rick wants to know when he's flying out. It just never ends. Give me the information. How, you know, just
I'm giving you 48 hours to enjoy yourself.
Thanks, you guys. Thanks for having me.